Well, it was a significant year for me. You know, it was a year that I decided no more competition. Cooperation over competition. So it was the last year I was going to enter the Soca Monarch competition and be competing. It was also the first year of my interaction with my new management, Che, and I told him, I said, listen, I want to start over. I want you to manage me into zero so that we could rebuild something, you know. And I wanted them to understand who I was, what the culture was. They were coming from, you know, Toronto and across the waters. Right. So I wanted to dip them in it, but I know they had something to help me take it further. It took us 10 years, a decade, to make this documentary. So they were there, they seen martial at its highest height, because Like a Boss was one of our biggest years. And the documentary really shows what happens within a carnival season. 50 plus shows, non-stop going up and down, what soca music entails. But then there's the overarching story of Marshall coming up as a soca artist and looking for something beyond the norm, beyond the world, beyond what the Mighty Sparrow was, or the Lord Kitchener, or David Rudder, you know, or Super Blue. So I think, you know, it was a right timing to start telling a story for us to stand here today and look out onto what's going to happen as soca music is on the rise, I think.